the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 736. 736 in our original It's Your Business series. Rev, you're right on track this morning.
I'm trying. How's it going with you, Bill?
It's not bad.
It's a Monday, you know. We kind of got to get things going a little bit here. Here's another one.
There we go.
There you go. Should be ready now.
We are at 736 and counting.
Oh, you said it again.
Oh, I should know better. Yeah. 10 o'clock hour this morning will be another number, and I won't say it because Rev will jar my eardrums again. That's our It's Your Agribusiness hour. In this hour, having some tree trouble, we're going to talk to the most trained of the arborists, Sam Kezar. He'll be with us this morning. Intex Jerry Berg and Mr. Comfort King, who has a big fan or two in the Zortman clan. But we start with Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, with news and the cover story of the week. Jody, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. So we're excited to actually announce a special report this morning coming up on Wednesday as part of our cover story. We're going to look at the boom that's going on in Brookings. Have you been there lately?
I have been there lately.
So you probably noticed there's a lot of building going on, and there are many, many positive changes happening in that community that's, you know, only about 45 minutes, of course, north of Sioux Falls. So we still consider it almost the metro area, really. So we are going to start off by looking at the new Bell Brands facility that started operations just this month and is going to be ramping up. So pretty soon, chances are, when you eat a mini Baby Bell cheese, it will come from Brookings. But that's really just the start of the positive changes that are happening in that community. So we're going to profile several businesses. We're going to look at what's driving the growth, and hopefully we're going to introduce you to some things that you might not know about our neighbor to the north. That's part of Wednesday's cover story, and it includes a special pull-out 8-page section that is all about Brookings.
And again, you're the Sioux Falls Business Journal, but you do far more than just Sioux Falls.
Yeah, like I said, we typically look at the metro area, you know, which is, of course, the Minnehaha, Lincoln County, McCook, and Turner. But I think there are so many natural ties and just a lot of synergy between Sioux Falls and Brookings. A lot of graduates, you know, who maybe spent some time in Brookings. And there's just some common ties there. Look at Daktronix, you know, headquartered in Brookings, but has a significant presence in Sioux Falls. We know that there are people who live in Sioux Falls and commute to work in Brookings. So definitely worth taking a look at.
Well, I know there are a lot of meetings going on this morning. You were going into one. I know some other businesses were. So what is cooking out there?
There's some interesting things happening, Bill, potentially. There's stuff that I'm chasing, I can tell you that. So let's wait and see what the week brings. It is only Monday morning, but, you know, there's just been a lot of positive business activity lately. We always, of course, announce our cover story with you on Monday, and in my staff meeting this morning, I don't know what next week's cover story is going to be, so maybe that tells you kind of where things are at. I have four different options, so it's really what comes together and what floats to the top as the most timely item that we're able to release and talk about. That'll be next week's cover story. I can't remember the last time that I had that many options and just really not sure what deal was going to come together first, quite frankly. So lots of positive activity. You know, we've seen that all year long. We have a story up online. You always like a little breaking news in the show, so I'll add that now. Number of new retailers opening at the mall. You know, that big regional tourism destination draws in so many people. I took a walk through over the weekend and was surprised to see how many new openings have occurred just within the last couple of weeks. Food courts full. There's a new Mediterranean restaurant there. There's a fun little gelato stand in the center court. There are other retailers that are moving around, and there's going to be more to announce at the mall, you know, in the coming weeks. So it's just a lot of good activity out there.
I had a chance to go to a city that I would compare to Sioux Falls, and that's Rockford, Illinois.
Okay.
And was there for a funeral over the weekend, and as I went out to the house of an aunt that had died, and they were telling me, they said, well, you know, our unemployment rate is just under 10. I said, oh, well, it's about 3.8 in Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm.
The house that these folks are in was a beautiful house. It was bought for $55,000, and it's would probably sell for $180,000 in Sioux Falls. Mm-hmm. They were going to sell it for $65,000.
Wow.
And they felt like maybe they couldn't even get that. But they were kind of amazed at all the stories that we have to tell about Sioux Falls and why Sioux Falls in 2014 is far more than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But it's kind of nice to go out and answer those kind of questions about it.
You know, we always, I just think we're very fortunate, you and I and those of us in the media here locally and those of us, you know, who are part of the business community here locally, because we do have such a good story to tell. And it's been that way for years. You know, we could spend a long time talking about all the reasons why. But it really hits home when you go into a community like you just mentioned and you look at things like the home values and you look at the employment base and sometimes the lack of diversity in the business community, and all of that, you know, leads to higher unemployment. It leads to people leaving, frankly, and talent leaving. So it's a good reminder of things that we're doing right. And to me, I also like going to cities that are maybe a notch above us, you know, that might do a little better job attracting people, because you need to learn from places like that, too, and keep improving. Can't sit still. But good lessons there.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, always listening for what you might have, reading in print, reading online. If you have a breaking story this morning, you can call us back because you know we're
going to offer that, Bill. You know,
we're very close to announcing something this morning.
If they come back, I'll call, I promise.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. A couple of programming notes about It's Your Business. Tomorrow is the fifth Tuesday of the month, and it's a bonus Tuesday in both our 9 and 10 o'clock hour. As a result, you'll hear a special and new programming. We'll have Vance Thompson, Vision, on 9 to 10. And then Tim Ness, Tax and Bookkeeping, will join us 10 to 11. We hope that you'll join us for those 2 hours coming up tomorrow. A week from today, Rev, we're going to be out at the Sioux Empire Fair.
Oh, yeah. That's like a week and a half's worth of stuff going on out there.
Oh, it is big time.
Oh,
And what is it that you always like at the fair that you want me to bring back? You always have something on your eat list.
Well, if you don't bring me a foot-long corn dog,
I'm in trouble.
I'll take some of those monkey balls or whatever they're called.
Okay.
You know? But, you know, the foot-long is just a classic. You got to have one every year at the fair. Got to have a foot-long with the ketchup and the mustard. That's just the way it is, Bill.
Well, and again on Wednesday next week.
You like the footlongs?
I do like the
footlongs. You got to have one.
Yeah, in fact, as I was going through Wisconsin, I ordered a ham and cheese, and they gave me a coney instead. Couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, they're different over there.
But we will be doing 9 to 11 Monday, 9 to 11 Wednesday, and Wednesday is Ag Appreciation Day at the Sioux Empire Fair. So we'll be busy with that next week. We hope that you'll put it on your calendar. Up next, trees and the best trained in South Dakota, all a part of It's Your Business on this Monday. Welcome back to It's Your Business. And that board-certified arborist, Sam Kizar, has joined us this morning. Trees, trees, trees.
Good.
You helped me in the last month.
I sure did, yeah. Good morning, Bill. We're just moved here, you know. For the people who aren't familiar, my family and I moved here last November, and I got some partnerships with, you know, with like landscape garden centers and started
That's
making some connections.
Really well.
And that has worked out great. They've been great to me, and I've sent people their way too. So it's worked out great for us. And you know, you and I met and we got on the air a few times here and there, and turns out that you needed some of my services. We were able
Didn't
to help
plan
you.
Plan on that.
No.
As
no,
it turned out, I had a tree about to fall into a house, and I don't know how you cut half the tree out. And it didn't fall into the neighbor's house.
Well, we were able to catch it in time, and then just a few. Yeah, it's those tips and tricks and stuff that I have up my sleeve that I usually can pull out sometimes. Yours was one of those special situations where we're able to salvage and keep the tree around, and it's young enough where it'll rebound and do just fine. But yeah, we found you know, in the short time I've been here, I found a really good need. To help people with their tree and plant health care in the city. And as well as with my consulting business, we started up a plant health care division. We're going to be offering plant health care services for Sioux Falls. And that would be, you know, it's all the advanced services that most of the other companies don't cover. And we, you know, it can be as in-depth as we'll do a service contract and we'll take care of everything in your entire property, or simple as, you know, hey, my tree doesn't look so hot. Come by, take a look at it. Tell me what's wrong. And if we can fix it, we can. If not, we'll give you somebody, name of somebody who can.
Now, I have to tell you that I will tell my wife about people in the show, and she'll say, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But you, and remember, she's a nurse. So nurses have that kind of a specialty, you know, show me,
yeah.
Missouri-like. You showed her twice, you know, as to some things that were really good. Dave as well, that has been a part of it. You went out and took care of him.
Yeah.
And you have provided something that was really not available here, something that people could count on and believe in a short period of time, even though you have the tie to Minnesota and North Dakota. You know, you're welcomed here.
Well, it's been great. Yeah, we've been welcomed to the area very, very well. And, yeah, there was an area. This Plant Healthcare Service is an area that I felt that Sioux Falls was kind of lacking. I had a few clients that called me up and said, well, we've had it taken care of in the past, and it just hasn't been working out. And I said, oh, we can take care of that, no problem. And so far everybody's been really, really pleased, and I'm happy with the way things are progressing, that I'm going to be able to keep people's trees really healthy, strong, and thriving throughout the future, and get rid of some of those simple fixes that have been missing for a while. So.
Let's get right to it. How people can find you.
Sure.
You've got a license plate that's a little unique.
Yeah. They see a Toyota Tundra driving around with Lorax license plates. That's me. The Dr. Seuss character, Lorax. That's I speak for the trees. So our website is www.aspenarbo.com or sdlorax.com. You can get to it either way there. Just recently got, you know, slowly moving to the area, but now I've got a South Dakota phone number you can reach me at. That's 759-6020. If you get a return call with a 218 area code, that's because my cell phone is still Minnesota, so don't worry about that. But, you can reach us 759-6020 or our website, sdlorax.com, and click on the homeowners link and learn all that you can about our plant healthcare services. You know, we can, simple as come on out for a, I'll come out for a consultation and I'll tell you everything you wanted to know about your trees, whether they're healthy, whether they're sick, whether they're, you know, they're safe enough to be in your yard or it's time for a removal. And if there's any advanced care that needs to be done beyond that, we can certainly take care of it.
Sam Kezar. Let's talk a little bit about insects, diseases. And again, what I like about you is if you don't have to cut the tree down, you don't.
Yeah, the main focus of our company, and especially these plant healthcare services, is tree preservation. It's the goal of the company is to keep the tree around, not to just, oh, let's cut it down because it's sick. A lot of the times, if we catch it early enough, we can do the treatments to the trees and save it and keep it around with not a high price point. You know, it's not going to be that expensive or that much of an investment in order to keep your tree around. So if that's something you're interested in, our services are perfect for that. Now, as far as insects and diseases go, I've seen a lot of problems with the pine and spruce trees lately, and that has been likely due to the droughts that we've had in the years past. Trees react in slow motion. So a stress or a major event like a drought that happens to a tree, you won't see the effects of that problem for maybe 2, 3, 4 years after. And now we're starting to see that problem. So Diplodia tip blight, Zimmerman pine moth, needle cast, Cytosper canker. There's all these sorts of native problems that are attacking our spruce and pine trees now because they're stressed and they can't fight it off on their own because of the drought. Very easily taken care of. Not a huge investment to get them treated. And now is a good time to start looking into doing that. The other thing that I've noticed a lot of here in Sioux Falls, which isn't all that different from other places out on the prairie, is the yellowing or chlorotic leaves on the river birches and the silver maples. And we have a process that we can come in this fall and inject those trees with a certain chemical and a few little processes that usually we can fix it one time around and not need it to be injected year after year or every inject it once and then 2, 3 years later inject it again. Our process is a little bit more intensive, but we do it once, And if everything goes right, you know, it should take care of it for the long haul and not just a one-time fix.
Sam, if people go to the website, they could actually follow along. But let's make some key points here, how to choose the right tree care services and start right at pruning.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some of those services that we don't do, and there's plenty of tree care companies in Sioux Falls. There's a lot of tree services in Sioux Falls, and you got to know, okay, who do I pick? Who's the good from the bad? Obviously, first off, they need to be licensed with the city. They need to have insurance. Ask for a copy of insurance, an insurance certificate, and make sure they have enough. Usually, 1.5 to 2 million will be a good coverage for insurance. Are they certified by the International Society of Arboriculture, the ISA? Are they certified by the state, by South Dakota? There's a South Dakota certified arborist, and then there's the ISA. If they employ those type of arborists, the chances are you're going to get good tree care. Another good thing to ask that I bet would kind of make people, your company, make sure that, you know, if you're hiring a tree service, ask them if they follow the pruning and tree care standards. The American National Standards Institute, ANSI, has what they call the A300 standards for pruning, for planting, and for all sorts of other type of tree care. And those are all the things that we follow at our company. All of our care is by the national standards. A friend of mine called me out the other day. They had a new tree planted the last fall, and it wasn't looking too good in the middle of the summer. So I swung over and was chatting with him and looking, and here it was a bald and burlap tree that was planted in the ground, but none of the burlap, none of the rope, or none of the wire baskets or anything that held the tree together were taken off before they put in the ground. So it was completely planted incorrectly and not to the proper standards. And those are the things that people need to look out for when, you know, you can't just call up anybody and have them go put a tree in or do some pruning, because you may not get the best care that's possible, and you know, you're just throwing your money away. So there, you can go on our website, and there's plenty of tips and tricks on there for finding the right company. And if it comes down to, you know, hey, we're looking at having this done, we want to make sure it's done properly, you can hire us to come out for a consultation, and I can write up the specs for what pruning should be done on your trees, and then you can give that to a company and say, here, follow this. That'll really go a long way in keeping your trees healthy, keeping them around for a long time, keeping the lines of that tree preservation focus, and, you know, keep your landscape beautiful, and all the other benefits that come along with having trees around your property.
Sam Kezar with Aspen. And again, how do they reach you guys?
Yeah, we're Aspen Arboriculture Solutions is the name of our company. I just, you know, Aspen Plant Healthcare, Aspen Tree Services, sometimes it's thrown out there. Phone number is 605-759-6020-6020. Our website, sdlorax.com, like South Dakota Lorax, or Aspen Arbo, Aspen A-R-B-O, as in tree.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. Follow us at Aspen Arbo. And we even got a blog on our website that you can go and click through a lot of recent articles and blogs that I've written about on a wide variety of tree care topics.
When's the best time of year to plant a tree?
Planting, there's spring and there's fall. Right now, do not be planting a tree. The other day I saw one of those really hot days last week. I saw a truck rolling down the road with three trees in the back that they were going to go plant. Not a good idea.
You almost wanted to get in front of them.
I almost wanted to whip around in the road and follow them and say, what are you doing? You're just throwing your money away. But, you know, fall, getting into October, that would be, once the leaves are getting ready to fall off, that'd be a great time to plant trees. Trees are growing their root systems in the fall. So you can get them in, get those root systems established, get them ready for winter, and come next spring, they'll pop right out. And then again, right away in the spring, especially bare root plantings in the spring, that's probably your best option overall.
Anything surprise you about this area and trees?
There's a lot more conifers than what I'm used to. Where we came from in northwest Minnesota, up in the Red River Valley by Grand Forks, not a whole lot of conifers, pine trees, spruce trees. I've really liked that. And the other thing that surprises me, and I really find it comforting and exciting, is the amount of people that really care for their trees, really care for their landscapes, and want to keep their trees around that tree preservation focus. And I see a lot of good tree care. I see a lot of good pruning. I see, you know, I see a lot of good practices. So there's a good, you know, the ice storm was devastating. I wasn't here for that, but I've seen the effects. I can see that the trees went through quite a bit, but I can see that they were taken care of properly for the most part. And that's been exciting for me.
Two other things, and we're in our last couple of minutes,
sure.
Sam. Fertilization and monitoring schedules. Those would seem to be areas that once you got them, you got to monitor and you got to make sure that they're getting what they need in the tree.
Yeah, well, fertilizing is one of those really interesting things. It's a service that I offer if it's necessary, and rarely do I ever fertilize a tree. So if you're having a tree that's fertilized, I would look twice at, is it necessary? Have a soil test done. Again, that's something we can take to the proper places and have a soil test done. You know, you got to know what's in your soil before you start adding other things to it. And then, you know, monitoring, yeah, that's what we do. For tree preservation, call us up. We can set you on a schedule. And if I find a problem, I'd let you know. If everything's all good and looking great, then that's, you know, we'll let you know there too. And you don't have to do a darn thing.
People just joined us. You're still tied to landscape. Tell us about.
Yeah, we've got a good relationship with landscape garden centers. Any of their clients that have some advanced tree care things that they can't handle, they'll refer to me. And then, of course, any services that I don't do that come along with taking care of a tree or planting or any of those things that landscape can handle, you know, I'll send my clients their way, because landscape, I found, they do it right. They plant the trees correctly. They have great quality stock. They've got great people who make good designs that are there for the long haul and not just, you know, a quick design, or unfortunately, like I mentioned earlier, putting a tree in the ground and not taking a burlap off. That doesn't happen with them. They know how to follow the standards and do it right. And that's what's exciting about the relationship that we have.
Sam Keyser, always appreciate it. And I know the audience appreciates what you're telling them. They'll appreciate you even more if you come out and save a tree or at least give them advice they can count on.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Bill. Well, I don't know when we'll be back again, but I hope to see you soon.
I do too. I just hope it's not one of my trees.
Yeah, yeah.
To fall. When we come back, we're going to talk about Chris Larson, Zero Gravity, the Comfort King, folks. After Fox Business News, it's on the half hour. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Chris Larson, Comfort King, joins us. We were just talking about traveling and the experiences we have, and we don't have our Comfort King.
Yeah, it's the one downside of traveling is that you're never going to be as comfortable sleeping as you are at home. But it should be that way, right? You shouldn't have a better mattress at a hotel than you have in your own bedroom.
Well, and if you do, you got problems.
You got problems, right?
If you're looking forward to going to a Holiday Inn or a Hilton or whatever it is, and it's better than what you have at home, you need to come see Chris. Come to the factory.
Yeah, and, you know, we get a lot of folks in with different stories of why they're replacing their mattress. And some people it is, you know, 20 years ago, we bought a bed. A lot of people we're seeing more and more of the it's 2 years ago, and it's only been 2 years since they bought a brand new mattress, and they're already replacing it. And, you know, it's a different brand, obviously, and they're disappointed, obviously. I don't think most people who buy a new mattress think they're only going to get 2 years out of it. And so the question is, the frustrating thing for me is that when they tell me what they spent, like $500 for a queen set, for example, I'm not surprised that they're already replacing it, because you can't, there's no good deals on mattresses. You know, that's a fairy tale that mattress stores put out there. They always put their sale ads out there. But in reality, mattresses are very profitable and they always make their profit margins. You know, the mattress stores don't open up to make no profit on beds, right? Somebody's making a profit. The manufacturer's making a profit, and so is the retailer. So when they tell you they're having a sale for $399 or $499, that's called a loss leader. It's called it's bait and switch, meaning when you go in there, you realize that's not a very good mattress. But what I see is that folks that are thinking they're getting a good mattress for $500 because maybe they saw one for $300 and this one's more money, it must be better. But the reality is you got to spend more than $500. I mean, at Comfort King, you can get a good queen set for $598, and that's a decent bed with a real 10-year warranty. But anywhere else you go, if you spend $500 on a queen set, It's just the reality. It's just physics. You can't put good quality foam in that bed. And so what's going to happen is the foam's going to cave and lose its support. And it's called...
So that's what breaks down.
That's what breaks down. You can have... The cheapest springs in the world aren't going to break down in 2 years. It's not the springs that break down. It's the foam. And I've been doing this, as you know, for almost 20 years. Comfort King's been here in Sioux Falls. And I've never had a shopper... know the answer to this question. What's the important part of a mattress? What should you be looking for for foam? What's the one thing? Because when you buy other things, you kind of know, like if you buy a TV, you kind of know the pixel count or, you know, different. If you buy a computer, if you buy a car, you know, engine stats, miles per gallon, you know, weight, that sort of thing. But when it comes to mattresses, people don't know the number one thing, which is foam density. Foam density means basically tells you the quality of it. See, with a mattress, the heavier the mattress, the better the quality. And the cheaper the mattress, the lighter the weight, the lighter it is. And that's a direct correlation between weight in a mattress and durability. So before you buy a mattress, pick it up on the floor. Just pick up the side of it like you're going to rotate it at home. And yeah, I know with cars, you want them to be lighter weight. And with phones, you want them to be lighter weight. But with mattresses, you want them to be heavier. Because the heavier they are, the better the quality of the components inside. And therefore, the longer it's going to keep its feel. Because, you know, you'll see these mattress warranties that have a 10, 20-year warranty on them. But in reality, they don't cover really what happens. What happens in a mattress, not only is sagging, it's loss of firmness. So, for example, when you're laying in that same spot 8 hours a day, you're going to wear those materials down, and so the foam won't hold you up anymore, and you'll kind of sink into it, and you'll feel the whatever's below it, and you'll lose support for your back and all that. And the warranties don't cover that. They don't cover loss of support because that's a feel thing, and no furniture store in this town or really in this country has the machinery to measure loss of firmness. It's just your opinion. Like if you stick your hand on it and push down, well, that you can't measure that. You know what I mean? So... as a consumer, you should be concerned about what are those materials inside the bed. They're all pretty. You know, when you go look at them, these mattress companies do a good job of making them look pretty. So when you look at them, they'll have nice fabrics on them. They might be really thick, but it's what the foam is made out of. If you don't know that information, you're not really buying from a position of power. And as a consumer, you want to be loaded up with power so that you feel good about your purchase and so that you don't have regrets down the road, right? I mean, isn't that?
Absolutely. And you never recover from not getting a good night's sleep.
So yeah.
And show that.
What happens is it's like you go invest in a $500 or $600 mattress and then a year later it starts not supporting you very well, but you already invested in it, so you're not going to throw it in the garbage. So you're going to suffer on that mattress for maybe years before you go undo your mistake and get a new one. That's what we see from people, and, you know, that they don't think about, oh, it's $500. Yeah, but if you only get 2 years out of it, that's $250 a year. You know, let's budget it out. If you spend $1,000 and you get 12 years out of it, you know, it's $80-something dollars a year. That's pretty economical. So, and a lot of people don't think about a mattress as being that either that important or that the durability factor is important, but it's kind of silly. I'll tell a husband and wife, I'll say, well, okay, you got to think about this. Have the wife lay down on the floor, have the husband lay on top of her and say, how long can you hold him up? Not very long, right? A minute maybe. Well, your bed has to do that for 8 hours every single day, has to hold you up because gravity is pulling you down. So that's a lot of wear and tear. And mattresses are very affordable. I don't know anybody that thinks that $1,000 for a mattress is a lot of money. I mean, have you bought a couch lately? How about tires? You know, how about windows? How about anything in your home? $1,000 doesn't do much these days. How about groceries? $100 at the grocery store, it's like 2 bags. And that's what you do every week. How about going out to eat? You know, multiply the times you go out to eat times 52 times a year, you know, that you go out to eat once a week. You're going to spend a lot more eating out. You'll probably spend a lot more on soda pop or beer or even coffee drinks than you will on your mattress. So a mattress of very good value. But it'll only be a good value if you get a minimum of 10 years out of it. And at Comfort King,
that's a good 10 years.
Yeah, you want a good 10. Right, you want year 8 to be as good as year 1, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want good years, massive deterioration.
Not counting years.
Right. And that's why we have that lifetime comfort guarantee, by the way, too, because a lot of times what breaks down between your relationship with your mattress could be your body. You know, you might be having some issues you didn't have before. So at Comfort King, we have that lifetime comfort guarantee where we'll make adjustments to it. Labor is always free. So you just pay for the materials, which is, you know, we average $35. It's very affordable to do a comfort adjustment to a mattress. And we won't do it to a non-Comfort King brand, but we will do it to any Comfort King bed.
He's Chris Larson, Comfort King. They're near the mall, right across from where a lot of people enjoy lunch. That'd be a great place to go for lunch and come up over after that, get a little snooze, try out the mattresses. What do you encourage people to do when they come to Comfort King as far as finding just the right firmness, just the right size, just the right thing they're going to have for 10 years,
well,
spend 8 hours a night, unless we're on the road and we're uncomfortable anyway?
We like to let people take their time and lay on the beds because we can explain what the differences are. You know, we have 22 different models, but we're not going to try to sell you anything. We don't have any salespeople. We have mattress builders who will help explain beds to you. But then you just lay on them and you guys can figure it out, take your time, and we'll help you come to the right decision that you're comfortable with. But we're not going to lead you any which way unless you want some advice. But laying on them and then getting educated on what the differences are, because there are a lot of differences. I mean, our top-of-the-line mattress that we're making right now is called the Dream, and there is no comparable bed in this country that I've seen. It is truly the best mattress, really, in the world. I would put it in the Mr. Universe contest for beds if there was one.
First time you've done that.
Yeah.
Not bad. Now, how do they find you on website, location, phone number?
Yeah, we got a really good website. If you want to do a little pre-shopping from the comfort of your home, it's comfortking.net. We have all the mattresses on there, including the prices, because we're very transparent. We don't hide anything. All our prices are on there, and we have videos. And one aspect of our website I really like is the video testimonials. And we have just regular people from Sioux Falls area just talking about their experience. Some of them bought beds from us a long time ago. Some of them are new customers, but they all have a unique story. So you can check that part out, too.
He's Chris Larson, Comfort King. And we're always asked, Zortmans, when we go out, does your Comfort King mattress really work? And we always say yes. And it does.
You're a good man, Bill.
A lot better now that I've had a year's good night's sleep, so I'll tell you. Chris, we appreciate you being with us from Comfort King.
Thanks a lot.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Jerry Berg on InTech, what a couple of the J months have done. It's been an interesting June and July. All a part of It's Your Business. Jerry Berg, Mr. InTech, is with us this morning. Jerry, nice to have you in the studios.
Nice to be here.
How would you describe your June and July at InTech?
Well, obviously, June was very busy with all the rain and the period immediately following. And we actually brought in some traveling teams, people I'm familiar with, to help us out in some of the surrounding towns because we just didn't have the horsepower with the magnitude of the flooding to get to even as far as Harrisburg. So we had these groups in, and for the most part, they did a very nice job. They're all affiliated with me in one way or another. But anyway, then after that, after things were, the calamity had calmed, we now we're getting a lot of calls on mold on people that didn't realize their basement was wet or tried to dry it themselves. So that's been a big deal lately.
One of the things that inspectors will tell you when they inspect houses, they have no idea what's inside the walls.
Right.
And obviously that's kind of what you're seeing right now is the mold that was there that was created by the episode, by the incident that happened. And it could be something that people are saying, well, how do I make sure in my house, Jerry, that I won't have a problem tomorrow or next month?
Well, there's a number of ways to do it. There's just a visual inspection. So you'd come out and just take a look. If you see or feel dampness. I mean, we can check for humidity and humidity in the wall with some testing equipment that we have. Another way, more involved way, is to have a testing company come out, and then they would, in fact, take a spore count, which is either a tape sample off a wall or an air sample, and they can do that behind the wall. They can pull a light cover, you know, plug-in cover off, and, you know, sample the air on the wall so they can tell you where you're at. If you're feeling like you might have a problem, that's probably a pretty good way to go.
Jerry Berg is with Intech. How do they reach you guys?
605-334-9716.
You mentioned something last time you were on, maybe the time before, when we were in the middle of this J trend that we had, was kind of crazy this year, that you had some people that had come in, some traveling people. There are traveling people that come in that don't tie in with Intech, and there is a big difference.
Well, there's a lot of difference. I mean, we didn't get as far as Rock Rapids, but a large national company came in there and did a lot of good things down in Rock Rapids. The guys I had, some were from Minneapolis, some from Chicago, and we had them in Canton and Harrisburg and Brandon and places, you know, as inundated as everybody was. It was just tough to even drive outside of town. So we were just concentrating on the low-lying areas in the city, if you will. But they there are a lot of them that aren't associated with us, and so you need to check them out. I mean, these guys I've known for quite a while and belong to a national organization that I am part of. It's called Disaster Cleanup International, DKI, and so, you know, their credentials are impeccable. And more insurance companies are calling on companies like me to travel, just because wherever there's a flood, there's just never enough people there, and they, you know, can't cover all their insureds properly.
He's Jerry Berg with Intech. You've been doing this 30-plus years?
30-plus years.
And I've met your dedicated people, not all of them, because you have more people than anybody else in South Dakota. How many do you have?
Well, including our janitors and everybody that works in the daytime, about 140.
But what I saw, and I've seen that from you for a couple of years now, one day we went to lunch and we talked about we need to get you on the radio and put the word out there, was that you treat everybody as if they're the most important person that day. And if you're not getting that kind of service from your service provider, you need to look for a new service provider.
Exactly. I attribute that to making a great effort, big effort, to treating my people with respect, paying them well. I want them to drive a new car, own a house, send their kids to college, and we get longevity with that. I've got a number of people that have worked for me since the day I opened the door in 1984-5. And, you know, so obviously it runs deep, and you try and do that with all your new hires and goes forward.
We didn't mention fires, but those were ongoing in June and July as well.
Quite frankly, there were a lot of fires in June and July. Most of them never make the news because there's so many other important things going on that are taking the focus away. But number of garage fires, I mean, deck fires from grills, it's endless. So we've been very busy in every facet of everything we do.
You did mention Lincoln County. You talked a little bit about the rocks over in western Iowa that were hit pretty hard. That maybe left an impression. I had a little gal that was on your pet stop, came in and did an hour with us, and it was the morning that she had 3 feet of water in her basement. And she talked about small towns pulling together. She talked about the importance of being able to count on professional services, but to have somebody in those towns that makes a difference. That's one of the reasons that you got to treat Canton just like you do Sioux Falls and everybody else.
Absolutely. I mean, normally on a given day, we can get to pretty much everybody in the area. And but when there's so much rain and so many people in need, we can only do so much, and eventually your guys wear out. They all have to go home. You know, it's tough to get more than, say, 12 hours a day out of them. So anyway, we do what we can. We treat Canton with great respect, just like we would Sioux Falls on any other day, if you will. But I had to bring in some other teams to help me accommodate the people in need down there.
I remember you were on with the remodelers, and in that morning we got to talking about all the things you had to do, and you just didn't have enough bodies at that point because you were still getting the crews lined up to come in and help, much like electric companies do everything else. You were a little frustrated you couldn't help everybody immediately.
Well, that's the nature of the beast, and certainly my nature. You know, you try and be there for them, and you feel very bad when you just can't get to somebody's house, and you've been advertising and marketing and promoting yourself all these years, and all of a sudden there's a situation where you can't be there, and it's hard on me.
What I'm going to suggest to the audience to do today is to write down the phone number to InTech. Put it in big letters so that you've got it. It helps to be one of the first ones that call.
Oh, it does. And I mean, you try and take them in an order that they called. And but if you've got people on the east side of town, and there's, you know, immediately what happens is the neighbor runs over, and that crew's scheduled to go someplace else. Well, can't you just give me a hand? Well, pretty soon your well-planned day is falling totally apart. So we try and accommodate them on a first-come, first-served basis. But, again, that doesn't always work.
Let's give that phone number slowly so they can write it down. They've got it on their refrigerator. They've got it in their phone.
It's 605-334-9716.
What else you been working on?
Well, we've been doing a lot of construction cleans. There's a lot of projects that, you know, throughout the winter and obviously are finishing up right now. Worthington down in, I don't remember if it's Rock Valley or Orange City. I mean, just projects near and far that you send a group down and they work on for several days just to get everything ready for the grand opening. We've been doing a lot of carpet cleaning. I've got five crews, if you will, out. A lot of furnace and duct work in this summer. Obviously, you call it a furnace, so people tend to believe that that's needs to be done in the fall, but it should be done. It could be done any time of the year, and we're very busy with that. A lot of mold removal, you know, just all kinds of stuff going on.
Jerry Berg with InTech. I think you get the feeling, as I do, that if something happens, he's the guy you ought to call.
Give us a call at 334-9716.
Jerry, thanks for being with us on It's Your Business.
Thank you very much.
Well, don't forget our Ag Hour coming up next hour. We're going to talk trees, and this is going to be a report we're going to have out of Pier that's just coming in this morning. We'll also talk with our ag director, who is out of Michigan for all the Midwest communication stations. We'll talk to the Starks. They're on the road today. They're always fun to talk to. You never know who they might pick on. Don't you agree, Rev?
Oh, yeah. It's like a traveling circus or something with those boys. Yeah.
They are Stark fun. Stark boys. And we never know where they are. They just kind of tell us, and they're traveling. But we're going to ask about the grain storage issue, which is something that is of interest as well. But that's the Ag Show. It comes up at 10:07 this morning. Okay, 336-1320. We have a chance for you to win dinner for two at Valentino's. And we didn't get the right answer on Friday. And this one, you have to know just a little bit, not much. And that is that, Rev, I've never had a salad in my life.
So I heard.
Okay. And that's kind of been Joy and John's point at Valentino's out of 41st and Willow. What's it going to take to take care of Bill? And the question that we had didn't get an answer, and that was, what does Bill's mother wish he would try on the salad bar? And that should be an easy one to answer, being that I've never had a salad.
You've never had a salad. What would Bill's mother like him to eat on the salad bar? Hi, who's this? Hello? Okay, nobody there.
Nobody knew.
Nobody there yet. We'll, 336-1320 is the number. Go ahead and give us a call, and we'll see if you got the right answer. We'll get you dinner for two at Valentino's.
Yep, and you don't have to take Rev or Bill along, but we might just come along and talk with you as we do that. But it is senior day at Valentino's. Fried chicken, pizza. Rev's favorite, of course, is the...
You want me to tell everybody?
Sure.
Bacon cheeseburger.
Okay.
Of course, you knew that. We got somebody on the line here. Who's this?
This is Ann.
Hi, Ann. What's your guess for the question? You know the answer?
I don't know. Lettuce?
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Ann, can I help you a little bit?
Okay.
I've never eaten a salad. Do you think my mother would want me to eat anything on the salad bar? What do you think the answer might be?
Try a little bit of everything.
There you go. We have a winner. We have a winner. Ann, stay on the line for me, and I'll come talk to you here. We'll get you hooked up with dinner for two at Valentino's.
All right. Great.
Oh, my goodness. Lettuce. I had to take lettuce out of a couple of sandwiches over the weekend when I was traveling and have people look at me like, what's wrong with you? And it's like, it's what I do. You know, but Ann is a winner today, and she'll win dinner for two at Valentino's. We'll do that again on Friday's show, where we'll have a little fun with that. But again, we hope that you'll go to Valentino's. The doors open at 11 o'clock. You can try their great Italian buffet. You can try the soups, the salads, the dessert, the carryout. And on Sunday, you can always try the brunch, which starts at 9 o'clock. Valentino's, our place away from home at 41st and Willow. Rev, it looks like the clock on the wall is about to go to ag time. We'll say for this hour, our time's up, and thank you for yours.
Hello, News Talk.